This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Tulip Monday. First posted February 18, 2008, Psalm 140 to Prayer for Deliverance. This psalm is attributed to David, when he was hiding in the cave at Adullam from King Saul, who was seeking to kill David. Psalm 140 to Superscription, RSV, 1 Samuel 22:1-4. Paraphrase, when David was in danger he called to the Lord. He told the Lord his distressing circumstances, although trusting that the Lord already knew. See John 1:48-49, John 4:18-19, 29. David felt surrounded by enemies seeking to trap him. He looked around but there was no one to care or help to deliver him and provide refuge. David declared that the Lord alone is his refuge and his portion in the land of the living, Psalm 142:5 RSV. In the depths of despair David called out to the Lord. David asked the Lord to deliver David from his enemies, who were too powerful for David to resist and overcome in his own strength. David felt trapped in prison and asked the Lord to set him free, so that David could praise and give thanks to God. Then David will be surrounded by the righteous instead of evildoers, because he trusted the Lord to deal generously with him. Commentary, the Lord does indeed know all about us before we even ask, but he wants us to seek and trust in his help, instead of trying to rely on our own resources or the help of other humans. Often when we find ourselves in distress, our friends seem to disappear. Often it is not until we come to the end of our own resources that we turn to the Lord. Trust and help from any source other than the Lord will ultimately disappoint and fail. David committed his life and circumstances to the Lord. When the Lord is our refuge, nothing can happen to us that the Lord cannot shelter us and deliver us from, even physical death, because in him we have an inheritance in the eternal land of the living, Hebrews 2:14-15. I can personally testify that I have been where David was spiritually. I had not been walking daily with the Lord, so I had no previous personal experience with the Lord's power and faithfulness. I did turn to the Bible seeking deliverance, and I did begin to experience the Lord's goodness, power and faithfulness as I began to walk in daily obedient trust in His Word. See Personal Testimonies, sidebar, top right. The historical biblical record of King Saul is also intended by God as a symbol and metaphor for Satan. King Saul was still in worldly power, but had been defeated and supplanted by God's anointed king, David, who is the forerunner of the Christ. Satan, the ruler of this present world, is our real enemy. He still rules, but he was defeated at the cross by Jesus Christ, Hebrews 2:14-15, 1 Corinthians 2:6-8, Matthew 28:18, Revelation 20:7-10, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. He is too powerful for us to resist and prevail against in our own human strength and ability. He surrounds us and sets traps for us, hoping to destroy us eternally. He enslaves and imprisons us by temptation and sin, disobedience of God's word. Only Jesus can set us free from bondage to sin and death. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Then we will be surrounded by the righteous, those who do what is good, right and true, according to God's word, and will receive the abundant blessings which only the Lord gives. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.